From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. At the Beijing Olympics tomorrow, the track and field competition gets underway. Adam Nelson and his fellow shot putters will be up first. We've been following Adam Nelson for several months as he prepares for the Games. He has already won a couple of Olympic silver medals, and he would love nothing more than to finally win a gold. But this week he's had to deal with one last potential obstacle. NPR's Tom Goldman has this report from Beijing.
Every Olympic athlete here has traveled their own personal road to Beijing. Adam Nelson certainly has had his share of twists and turns this year.
And he blasts that out into territory not seen indoors since 1989.
In February, Nelson uncorked the third farthest throw in history. The next month, he changed his throwing technique.
This is probably not the best time to do this, but, you know, it makes it fun.
But in July, fun was the farthest thing from his mind. At the Olympic trials, Nelson barely made the U.S. team with a performance he called ugly.
I haven't had too many of those days in the last few months, but unfortunately this was one of those days.
How are you, Tom? How was your trip?
We meet Monday morning in Beijing, where Nelson's road finally has straightened out. After a week in China, he feels good. His practices are going well. Monday, he's throwing the shot at Beijing Normal University, where the U.S. Olympic Committee set up a training facility. I watch Nelson heave the shot for about half an hour. Then after one throw, he bends over, obviously in pain. He gathers up his equipment and ends practice early.
I need to go see the chiropractor if he's open right now. I've got a rib that's been bothering me the last couple weeks, and it kind of slipped out on that last throw, so it's not a comfortable feeling.
Nelson finds Glenn Loewenberg, the team chiropractor for U.S. Track and Field. Loewenberg is working outside, where a couple of massage tables are set up next to the track. He has Nelson take off his shirt and lie down so he can feel the problem.
This grabbed and pulled that. That's what happened. That's what's apparent.
As Loewenberg massages Nelson's huge back, Nelson's coach, Carrie Lane, watches. I ask, is she worried? The Olympic shot put competition is only 4 days away.
He's very strong mentally that something like this isn't going to hurt him, and he'll get it fixed and popped out and all that.
Loewenberg is now up on the table with one knee on Nelson as he tries to realign the shot putter's rib.
One more. Okay.
Nelson gets up and says he feels better, but he seems either worried or in pain, or both. He needs more treatment, so we agree to talk in a couple of days.
How are you feeling?
2 days before his Olympic competition, Nelson says he's fine. Intensive therapy, including radio waves beamed into his back to help recovery, has worked well enough.
You know, part of what we do is working through pain, and this is just an unfortunate timing. I've been healthy all year until now, so there's not a chance that you won't see me out there on the field on Friday.
So now he prepares by busying himself with seemingly mundane yet important tasks, like getting his equipment bag ready a day before the competition.
Because if you wait until that last minute to prepare everything, you will forget something that's pretty critical, I promise.
Like a shot put,
or you'll pack two left shoes or something like that, and you won't realize it until you get there.
The Olympics are a funny beast, he says. They create stress even if you think you don't feel it, and that includes an Olympic veteran like Nelson. How, you wonder, can a guy who's won silver medals in the last two Olympics be stressed? Well, in a gold-obsessed world, Adam Nelson hasn't reached his full potential, but he insists the color of a medal, or even a medal itself, won't define success in Beijing.
Really, my ultimate goal is not to win a medal. It's to perform at my highest level possible.
Which he says he hasn't done at an Olympics. Try as he might to de-stress the moment Friday night when he walks onto the field at the Bird's Nest in Beijing, Adam Nelson knows it'll be significant.
Well, what will you tell yourself as you walk out into that big thing?
Support NPR.
Well, why not? Maybe laughing is the best way to go. Sure beats anxiety, and there'll be plenty of that Friday night. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Beijing.